All right, man. Well, I guess we should get this started.
For the third time.
Yeah, you guys won't know that, but we've had some technical difficulties. It's been, what, over a year?
No.
Since we had this? We've done this?
Yeah, actually. The last time was the Champions League final.
Yeah, 2 years
versus
ago. That's a, what was it? It was Dortmund.
Jesus Christ, 2 years
Dortmund
ago?
Dortmund versus Madrid, yeah.
Wasn't... Who was last year again? Oh, yeah.
Last year was PSG.
No. Technically, last year was the one we did.
No. Because
the Champions League final happened this year. PSG versus...
Okay, so it's been a year.
Yeah.
It's been a year. Which is not ideal, but stuff happens. Life happens. You know, I have stuff...
Had another baby come out.
Yeah. He had a baby. I have a house. So, same thing, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways,
I'd argue that the baby's more expensive than the house.
Yeah, but at least the baby, like,
at least it'll grow.
The government gives you money back on the baby.
Yeah,
the government ain't giving me shit on my
they
house.
Haven't. Last time we did taxes, I didn't get it. I actually ended up paying the government.
Mm.
So, but you know what? The baby will grow and eventually we'll play for one of these teams, and I'll be rich.
That's actually what I was telling my friend Dan that you met, not
like
that
10
long
minutes
ago, like 10 minutes ago, that like you had your daughter and then you were like one of those typical like, sports fathers, like, oh, like I told him how like you were going to take like the bed and everything out of her room and just put like the turf and just make her train all day, every day. And then I was like, he had his son and he's like, well, you can be a normal girl now, you know what I'm saying?
It's funny you mentioned that, because this morning I told my wife, I was like, today's the big day. Manchester City are back. I was like, I want both kids and their kids. We're going to sit down and watch the game together. And my son, I mean, he's only like 2 months. So I've already been talking him into it. I've already been telling him, like, you're going to be a player one day. And he will, for sure.
Damn.
We'll get you tickets, Joey.
Yeah. So the whole point of today will be us just talking about the start of the Prem season. Obviously, I don't want to go into too much details because we were busy guys, and yeah, we follow along, but we don't go into depth on what.
No, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Towards the end of the last season, I kind of zoned out.
Mm.
I think we were all in like a...
Well, I mean, Liverpool had like a 12-point lead, you know,
no,
so
that,
it's like...
That and honestly, like, we... Yeah, you're right. I mean, we all knew how it was going to go. Like, people were like, oh, Arsenal are going to catch up. They were never going to catch up. I mean, we knew they were never going to catch up.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So, and obviously, Manchester City every week was just... It was horrible for us fans to watch. Even when they won, it wasn't like a nice, comfortable win. It would be like a 2-1 win or a 1-0 win. With Akanji almost always messing it up for the team, so it was kind of just it was just crap. It was a crap season. I'd say even for Liverpool, if I'm being honest, because this might
they
be kind
won
of,
the league.
Yeah, but this might be kind of controversial. But they won the league because everyone else was so trash.
Here we go.
How many points did they win the league with? Like what? Like 84, 85?
I don't know. Actually, no. So here's the thing. You say that, but it's like that doesn't prove that the league is trash. That just proves that the league is strong.
No,
if there's so little points.
My thing is compared to the previous seasons, where okay, not even when Manchester City won the league, but the last time Liverpool won the league, they needed over 90 points to win the league. And this time they won it with like 84. Like it's, you know, Arsenal were getting draws, City were getting L's. Everyone else was just fighting for a top four while Liverpool just had a straight run at it. I mean, against big teams, Liverpool,
yeah.
I don't know, they beat Man City, but everyone beat Man City last season.
Just so you all know, if you're watching the video, I'm not an Arsenal fan. I'm just wearing this kit because I don't, The only other kit that I have from the Prem is the City kit that you gave me a couple years ago that I still haven't washed.
That's crazy.
So it's still sitting in my closet with all that funk that you gave it to me with. But yeah, I digress. He's a City fan, if you can't already tell. I guess we can just start. We can go right into it. First topic is the new players, on new teams. You know, who should we watch out for this year? I got a list of players, and I just want to hear your thoughts on them. We'll start with Arsenal. Victor Gyökeres.
Dude, I'm so excited for him because I'm excited because I feel like people hyped him up so much. And I think he is going to score goals, but he's not going to be... I don't think he can take Arsenal to the Premier League, if you know what I mean. Like, I feel like he'll... Cause even the preseason, like, someone said he runs like a gazelle. Like, I don't know, dude. I think he's a good player, really good player. But just like some of the other players that I'm sure we're going to talk about, I think he's coming in from a league that gives him the space and the time to just do whatever he wants. I think he's not going to have that here in the Premier League. But I still think he'll score at least 15 goals.
I agree with you because I think this is the wrong league for him. Going from Portugal, from Sporting, to go to the Prem, I think if he went to, like, Serie A.
Or even the Bundesliga.
I mean, that's, like, level playing field with where he came from, though, in terms of, the quality of competition. It's like Portugal and Germany is like right there. Yeah. Outside of like the top teams, everyone, it's a farmers league. It's a farmers league.
No, 100%. And honestly, the way I look at it is Harry Kane. I mean, for me, Harry Kane's better than Gyökeres.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And Harry Kane was scoring crazy amounts of goals, but he never scored Haaland numbers. You know what I mean? So that's the difference
between him and Haaland is like when Haaland came over from Dortmund, you know, at least like Haaland, you knew like that with the eye test, you knew that he was like that big bad striker that everyone would be afraid of. I don't get that same vibe with
that's what Gyökeres. I mean. I don't know what it is about Gyökeres. When I look at him, you're right. Like, I feel like I don't get worried. Like, I feel like it's kind of easy to stop him. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the way he's built. I don't know. It's weird. It's hard to explain. But I do think he's going to score goals.
Yeah.
But he's just not going to... I don't think he's going to take Arsenal to the Premier League title this season. Because the other thing, too, is he already played in England once.
Yeah.
And he failed.
What team?
I forget what team he played in. Yeah, but
yeah, doesn't matter.
We can use AI next time to tell us.
Next player is Liam Delap. Chelsea.
You know what? He made a dumb move by going there because Newcastle wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going to Newcastle, where he was for sure going to be a starter because obviously Alexander Isak wants to leave, he goes to Chelsea. Literally, the week he goes to Chelsea, Chelsea signs João Pedro. Bro. He's not going to be starting over João Pedro, especially if the way he's been playing. So he's been scoring goals.
I don't think he cares about that. I think he's looking for like his future, like in terms of like his brand. Like if he goes to Newcastle, there is no way in hell he's going to be in contention to win the Ballon d'Or at all.
No.
Whereas he's in Chelsea, just because he's in Chelsea, if he has a good season, he's automatically talked about.
But that's the thing. You know? He's not going to be a starter. That's the problem.
Yeah, right now.
Right now. Unless João Pedro gets injured, I don't see him being a starter. And that's gonna kill him because he's going to be literally riding the bench.
They're saying that he's supposed to be Harry Kane's replacement.
Oh, dude, he has the potential. When he played for Manchester City, the little chances that he got... he was really good. It's just obviously City went for... Well, actually, no, he got injured. So then City loaned him out after he came back from his injury because at that point, I think Haaland had just came back. They ended up loaning him like twice, I think. The first loan didn't go too well, and then the second loan went really well. And that's when he stayed at that team. And now Chelsea bought him. But I don't know. If he plays, I think he'll be really good for them. But if obviously I just don't see him playing much, so I honestly don't know what to expect. It all depends on Chelsea.
Obviously Chelsea has like they have the Prem, they have the League Cups, and they got Champions League. So it's like I feel like he'll have time to show like his worth with the team. I think he's good enough to eventually get into the starting squad. Like this Chelsea team is stacked. Yeah. Like when we
getting Xavi Simmons.
When we go farther down to like our predictions for the season, like
you're gonna be surprised.
They're gonna be up there.
You're gonna be surprised with my predictions because I'm telling you.
Moving on, familiar face, different team. Your boy Jack Grealish.
Oh yeah.
It's on Everton.
Yeah.
And I think that this is gonna be.
I think it's a good move for him.
This is going to be the reason why Everton stays up.
I think Grealish will show everyone. I don't know how to word this because it's gonna sound weird because people have been saying that Pep's been holding him back. I don't think that's the case. I think maybe he just felt overwhelmed playing at such a big team.
I don't think he really fit in City.
No,
I don't think he really fit into that you know that style of play. Whereas like when he was not Stoke,
Villa,
he was the guy.
That's
he
what I mean. Like I feel like he's used to more of being in a team where basically go do whatever you want. You're the man. And I think that's what's going to happen in Everton. Mm-hmm. I think everyone's going to show respect to him. Everyone's going to allow him to do whatever he wants. And at City, you have to do things the way Pep tells you to. But at the same time, like I said, I don't think Pep restricted him so much so that he couldn't do anything. I mean, how many times did he dribble past people? I mean, Pep's not going to tell you don't dribble past someone. Like Mahrez recently came out in an interview and he was like, no, Pep told us, you know, do your thing, be creative. So I think it's all down to him. And also off the field, how many times was he going out partying late at night, drunk? A lot of times he was, especially last season, a lot of times.
Like factual or are you just
No, it's facts. Facts. The people, cause you know, they follow them in like the Daily Mail or whatever. They follow him.
I just have no idea.
Dude, he was like drinking. He was at one point. I think he paid for everyone's drinks at a bar at one night. Mm. So I think that was when the rumors first started that Pep and him had kind of fallen out because he went out partying.
He's a party guy.
He's just a party guy. He's another Beckham type, but Beckham was pretty good though.
By the way, if
I hope it goes well for him.
I apologize that my voice sounds kind of like raspier than normal. We went out to Howl at the Moon. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
So it's like a bar / club atmosphere vibe. So they have a house band that do cover songs on like a whole bunch of different songs.
Oh, nice.
We got we should go. Like I'll take you one night the weekend. Like just have your girlfriend get rid of the kids for the night. And
what type of songs?
Like last night was emo night.
So oh, emo playing, night.
Like, all the new emo songs. Like next week is going to be the pop. it's pop night. So they're going to play all the pop. Like they do cover songs. Like they're a band and they do covers.
Where is songs. This?
It's in the by the Seaport.
Seaport?
Milk Street.
Oh God. Oh, Milk Street. I know Milk Street. That's where I went.
But yeah, no, it was good. It was really good. We were just like singing our hearts out last night.
Yeah, I know. When I got here, you look kind of
beat.
Yeah, you look like you were.
Yeah. Yeah, we were out until like 1 a.m, bro. Like you can hear my voice, like it's a little.
So I'm surprised rough. You were awake when I texted you this morning. I was like, damn.
Oh no, I was awake at 6:30, bro. My body clock is like, you're getting up.
And you got to work later today.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Yeah, that's what it is. I didn't get too drunk. We were just up out. You know, I had a couple of drinks, but that's it.
I am sure you can handle more though.
Yeah. Moving on. To Liverpool, they got two. Verts and Frimpong.
So honestly, we can talk about it. You didn't watch the game yesterday, right?
I saw the highlights.
You saw the highlights. All right, me neither. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch the game either. I was kind of busy. But I did watch the highlights as well, and I did see the reaction online, and I did see some clips of Verts. And all I can say is Verts ready for Premier League physicality because there's a clip that's going around where. He loses the ball, they dispossess him from the ball. Like, he's just running, again, just with Gyökeres. Like I said, this isn't another league where you're going to do whatever you want and you have as much time as you want. Like, players are going to come at you no matter what. Like, even if they don't get the ball, they're going to take your feet. So yesterday, someone just pushed him out the way and he just fell. Like, and he apparently didn't have a good game. And Frimpong, apparently he was getting bullied. And crazy part is, they take both of them out. Liverpool scored two goals.
They scored two goals, yeah. Right out. Chiesa.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, like we can definitely buy Chiesa back for like nothing,
and then he scored goal. And then he said after the game, he's like, oh, I'm happy here. But it was interesting because he said, I'm happy here, but he said, I'm going to talk to Liverpool. So, I mean, you never know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like he even like patted his chest on the crest, I'm like, yeah, no, he's not leaving Liverpool. Like it's sad. I'm a Juventus fan. For those of you who don't know, but probably most say everybody, but like he was supposed to be our club legend, and you know, then what's his face came in and fucking ruined the team for the year. And
Mota,
yeah, Thiago Mota.
Dude, you were crying for him to join.
Yeah, and I understand. Well, that's because his track record spoke for itself. I wasn't expecting him to fucking go at the front office and fucking lose the team.
No, no, I think no, but I was gonna say Trent Alexander-Arnold. Yeah.
He's not gonna be missed.
No, I was gonna say he patted the chest as well, and he also hung his shirt on the flag, and he was like this. He ended up leaving.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, he could still leave.
Yeah, but not in that. But yeah, but he
probably not to Juventus. He'll leave.
He built his career.
Yeah.
In Liverpool.
Yeah. No, I know. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't mean anything when a player touches his badge. Like,
and that's the thing. If Madrid comes fucking calling, it doesn't matter. Well, unless you're in Barcelona, it doesn't matter what team you play for. Like, you if they come calling, you know, go
it's,
to.
It's funny. It's funny that you say that, because real quick, this is gonna kind of sideways, but I was thinking about it. We all grew up as a fan, right? But let's say you end up becoming a professional player. For example, like Rico Lewis. And the reason why I'm giving this this name is because apparently Nottingham Forest want him. And all the fan base is going crazy, like, oh, Manchester City are selling a fan and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you grow up as a fan, but you realize, like, once you make it, it's no longer, you're no longer just a fan. It's a job.
Yeah.
And it's a business. Like, at the end of the day, if another team comes and offers you more money, you're not going to care that you've supported this team your whole life. You're moving. You're leaving. Because how many players have come to Manchester City? Even Savio, who's apparently going to Spurs, before he came, he was like, oh, I rejected Arsenal because I knew I was going to play Manchester City one day. And now, after 1 year, he wants to leave because he's afraid he's not going to get enough minutes.
So I think that there's a difference between like academy and like players that just get signed.
Yeah.
Because like, if you're a fan of a team and you play for their academy your entire life, then there's a different that like, then you could say, yeah, no, like they signed a fan. Like, no shit, the academy players are all fans.
You know, right.
Damn, they get this fly fucking everywhere, dude. But like, if you just like, let's say you grew up in Argentina, and then you've always like Manchester United or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you go and play for Manchester United, and it's complete ass. Like, there's a difference.
Right.
There's a difference.
It's like Aguero. He was a fan of Liverpool his whole life, and then he ended up
playing
for City. Yeah, like I said, but I don't think it matters though. Like I said, I don't. Trent Alexander, like you said, once Real Madrid or Barca comes, like, who cares? Yeah. I don't care that I've played for Liverpool forever.
Moving on, because we're quickly like losing our focus.
Sorry, there's so much to talk about. This league is going to be crazy.
Yeah, this year is going to be fucking insane. Moving on to your team, Manchester City. They got Cherki and Reinders.
Reinders.
What are your thoughts?
Reinders is going to be a success, 100%.
Yes,
because he's so far he's been like really all the games he's played has been really good. Cherki, I don't know.
Easy unknown.
I don't know. Like, I feel like Cherki's gonna be that player who's gonna have like maybe one good game, and then he'll have like two bad games, or not bad, but like just not as good as the other game. Like, I feel like he's gonna be super inconsistent, whereas Reinders is gonna be really consistent every game he plays.
Like, Cherki's gonna be the pet project. Like, in a couple years from now, Cherki might be really good.
Well, but
this season, like, I don't expect him to be like the best fucking player in the world. No. I really don't. But like,
and what I've noticed,
City has made a big deal on these signings. That's the only reason why they're on this list. And I feel like outside of that, what have you guys done?
I mean, our transfer window really started in January.
Yeah.
Marmoush.
Another person that I don't think is going to do much for you.
I don't think so either. Honestly, I kind of regret that they bought him instead of the guy Liverpool bought from Frankfurt, because the guy from Frankfurt, he looks like he's more of what City wanted. Because Marmoush, they're playing him as a left winger. Problem is, he's not a left winger, and also, he just loses the ball super easily. But the thing about Cherki, I noticed the games that he's played is like, I feel like he's at a different speed compared to everyone else. Like, I feel like in his mind, like, he's like, okay, if I pass the ball here, the player is probably going to go there. But he does it, and then the other player is like, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to. I feel like he's just, his mind is like working faster than everyone else's. So, like, he'll make a pass, and like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not at the same, like, headspace, like, idea.
Yeah.
But I think he is going to be good eventually.
Yeah, he'll take time. He'll take time.
They have to build around him.
Newcastle. Alanga.
I don't know what to say about
that. Which one he came from? I can't remember what team
United
he came
from. United was? Oh, no, no, no.
No, I want to say West Ham. No.
Dude, Alanga. Nottingham Forest.
Oh, Forest. Yes. I feel like he fits right in with Newcastle. Newcastle is going to be a force this year, too.
I don't know, man. I don't think so. Dude, they're losing.
They were Isak. Fucking knocking on the door. Isak's not going to be that much. They're not going to cry over Isak.
And the thing is, the players they wanted for whatever reason, none of them have really wanted to come.
It's Newcastle,
exactly. Yeah, like, who wouldn't want to play for Newcastle? Newcastle, a historic club.
No, you're wrong about that. You're wrong about that because they're in the north.
North?
They're in the north.
What does that mean?
The north of England, bro. No one wants to play there.
Why? Because it sucks to live there?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, if that's the case, I mean, I'd play in Italy. Como. Beautiful.
Yeah, no shit. But I'm talking about like the best football league in the world. You want to play more southern.
Like London?
The closer to London you are, the better off you are. Whereas, like, Newcastle, they're a great team. Yeah, it is
kind of depressing.
Like, not saying that there's bad teams up north, because there are some good teams, but, live, like, if you're a professional football player, you want to,
you want to have a good place
to live. You want to practice, play your games every Saturday, and then, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Do nothing, sitting in your fucking, your house. The whole fucking time.
It's not even a house. It's like an apartment, dude. That's crazy.
You can't do shit.
Yeah, and it's always gray.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's
England.
England in general, but
like gray.
Yeah. Next to Sunderland, their big signing was
You talk about this. You probably know more about Sunderland.
Granite Xhaka. Hey, so if there is a team in the Prem that I'm going to support, it will be Sunderland. I've supported them the last time they were in the Prem, and I will support them now, even though they're going to go right back down. Their big sign is Granite Xhaka, and I think with all those young kids they have on that team, it will be beneficial for them. The key for them is defense. So as long as they can have holding midfield and they can keep people from scoring, they have a shot to stay up. But I don't think they've done enough, especially losing Job.
Yeah,
I don't think they've done enough.
It's crazy that that pisses me off so much that he left right when they made it to the Premier League. Like, dude, stop following your brother.
No, it's not that. It's family.
It's family?
It's family.
You think his daddy's forcing him?
No, here's the thing. No one's forcing him to do anything, but he came out and said, when Jude went to Dortmund, right, the way his whole family was treated, like him included, like it left a really good impression on him. So now he knows that, Dortmund is out for his best interest, not just for them as a team, but him growing as a player and as a person. That's him on the pitch and him and his family off the pitch are going to be taken care of no matter what.
That's great and that's cool, but I mean, this is a great opportunity, man. Sunderland, first time in the Premier League for so long, and like you leave right after you guys. Like, bro, what they did was incredible.
Yes,
especially that game where they won, which like is, what, last minute.
Which is like, why I say they're going right back down, because they shouldn't have beaten. You know,
I mean, they made good signings though. Xhaka and I think I read they're making another signing too.
So. I feel like they have the Premier League depth, but like to stay up, I don't think they're gonna score many points. They their wonder kid they sold like 2 weeks before the playoffs. So he was gone. He actually clinched the promotion for them.
You know, it's crazy because looking at the table, it's gonna be hard to say who's gonna go down.
I already have two. My third pick is going to be difficult, but I have two. Two definites.
Yeah, it's difficult.
One last one. This was shock. I actually did not know this happened until I looked at the signings this season. West Ham, Callum Wilson. I didn't know he left.
Did you know Antonio left?
Yeah, I heard about him, yeah.
That was crazy. They just like let him go
after. Well, he was. Well, here's the thing. I think it was more a mutual thing. Because he got injured.
No, but he was upset. Yeah. Because he said he came out and he was like, you know, after so many years and blah, 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 like, this is how, like, there's no loyalty. Like, bro,
they didn't release him. His contract ended.
No, his contract ended. I get that. But, like, bro, dude was in a car crash, especially after the whole Jota thing. Like, he should have at least given him, like, 1 year, you know, contract or something.
He'll find another club. It won't be like a Prem club.
Sure, he will. Right now, but the crazy part is they didn't even announce it until after. Mm-hmm. Like they kind of just like quietly, like quietly
they
like
don't have to.
Yeah.
If no one makes a big deal about it, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is like a player has been there for so long, you'd expect them to do like a farewell, say, yeah, hey, thank you for everything.
Like you've done. Give them the sun treatment.
Right. Yeah. Or yeah, but no, very quietly he just left.
Now let's move on to our next topic, Golden Boot.
This is tough because I
have four players.
Four players
who we can talk about potentially for a Golden Boot. I did have Golden Glove, but like I really don't know. It's such a wild card this year.
Hold on, before we get there, now that we're still on transfer, real quick. What do you think of Donnarumma potentially coming to Manchester City? Because that came out of nowhere.
It ain't happening.
No, it might happen.
It's not happening. I'm telling you, it's not happening.
Ederson's leaving.
Yeah, but Donnarumma's not going to go there.
You don't think he's going to? I'll bet you $20 right now he'll go.
As a Juve fan, who has followed Donnarumma since before.
Why, you like him?
Of course. I've been wanting him to go to Juve since he started
playing. I'll bet you $20 he goes to City.
He's not going to go to City.
I'll bet you $20.
Not. He's going to... Well, I was going to say he's going to go to the PSG, but that's where he's at now. No, he ain't going to City. He ain't going to City. It's I don't want to say it's mental or his attitude or anything like that. It's just, like, he doesn't fit the City mold.
I get that. He doesn't. That's why I'm shocked to hear all these reports saying that he's going to City.
And I think... At the end of the day, he's going to want to go back to an Italian.
Italy, club. Yeah, 100% eventually. Just like German players, all the Italians.
Whether it be us, or it be, you know, back to Inter.
I don't see
him. Or whatever.
Thing is, he's burned bridges, like, everywhere he's gone, which is crazy.
Or to Inter, not back to Inter, because he was in Milan.
Yeah. That's the thing, like, look, Milan, he burned the bridges there. PSG, done. We'll see. All right, so go on. Who do you have for Golden Boot?
So I just have four players, no particular order. I have Wirtz, Salah, Haaland, and Delap.
First of all, Wirtz?
Yeah.
No way.
You just said it yourself that he's going to score goals. I'm talking about Golden Boot.
Yeah, Wirtz.
Golden Boot. Do you know how many players?
You're putting a midfielder to win the Golden Boot? There's no way, especially Wirtz, bro. Liverpool have that dude from...
They played him up front yesterday.
Yeah, that's true.
They played him. He was the main striker.
All right, Wirtz would be last on mine. Mm-hmm. I just don't see him scoring that many goals. I'm sure he'll get a lot of assists, but I don't think he'll score that many goals. Who was the other name?
There's Salah.
Salah?
Holland.
Salah, for me, would be the favorite.
Yes.
Because yesterday, what he did. Also, but that. Yesterday was a good goal, but dude, what the hell was that defending? It was like watching Manchester City defend. They all just like watched them. Like they were all backing up.
So you were earlier you were like, oh, Petrovic, like he let us down. It was like he really did it, like because like he did what he could, you know. Like it's not like he had terrible saves, you know, or like
no, but
there was some of those goals were stuff that he could save. No, it's like his defense is trash.
Defense was horrible, and, dude. And I'm fucking, telling you,
like. He did what he could. Like, you can't blame him.
I'm telling you, they were like watching Salah just walk into the box and then just shoot. Mm-hmm. No one even attempted to stick a foot out. Who's next on the list? So, if Salah's first on my list.
You have Haaland.
Haaland would be second on my list just because he has been super. I don't know what's wrong with him. He's been so inconsistent with scoring. And
I tell you what, though.
I don't know. His confidence is down. Remember the FA Cup final? Mm-hmm. He didn't shoot the penalty, give it to Marmoush. I don't get it, man.
I tell you what, though.
What?
He's going to get back into form this year.
You think so?
Yeah, because the players around him. The players around him are younger, more impersonable.
There's a little rumor going around. There's a little rumor going around about him.
Yeah?
No. Saying that he's influencing what signings are being made. So, for example, Donnarumma. I guess he's pushing for Donnarumma.
Yeah, that ain't happening, bro.
No, but what I'm saying is he's pushing for it.
So it's like us getting
Yeah, so I have Haaland second just because I don't think like every time Doku crosses a ball, instead of Haaland being in the near post, he's all the way at the back post for whatever reason. Like, dude, get closer. So yeah, second place Haaland. Yeah. Who's next on the list?
So I had Verts and Delap.
No, I'm not even gonna put Delap there because I don't think Delap is going to play that much in the Premier League. I'm gonna put in third place. I'm gonna put Gyökeres, and only because Isak to Liverpool hasn't happened yet. But if Isak goes to Liverpool, I think he goes third place. Gyökeres potentially fourth, and then Wurtz is out of the top four.
Mm. Well, it's not even top four. It's just me, like,
naming all the players.
It's like who I see scoring goals this year.
I went through
all the teams, and it's like, I don't really see, like, someone actually standing out beside these four.
No, you're right.
You know?
But no, I think for me, it would be Salah, Haaland, again, Gyökeres as of now, Isak, if he goes to Liverpool. And yeah, that's it for me.
All right. Next, let's talk about Europe. Who's gonna qualify for Europe?
That's gonna be pretty. We'll start because it's five spots now, right?
No, it depends. It depends on qualification.
Oh, so it's not every.
It's not the same every
year. Oh, okay. So we're doing top four. It depends.
Yeah. So I want to say like two of the leagues get five spots. The other two get four, like usual. Because last year Serie A got those spots.
Yeah.
That extra spot. This year they didn't.
Mm.
So we'll start with the Champions League top four. No particular order. Liverpool, Arsenal, City, and I'm putting Chelsea as the fourth. You know, obviously there could be a fifth. So like Newcastle, West Ham, Forest, they could sneak in there, don't get me wrong. They can sneak in here, but you know, that's just right now, as of right now, they could, you know.
So you said four. You said four, right?
Those four are the ones that I'm banking
on. Let me ask you this. If there's a fifth spot potentially, who makes the fifth
Newcastle.
Spot? Newcastle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see Newcastle. If it's not Newcastle, it's Palace. And the only reason why I say Palace
is crazy
is because they did just win two trophies back to back.
But they're selling Eze to Tottenham.
Okay, that's not their whole team though. They actually have a decent squad.
They do have a decent squad. I'll give you that. So my top four, no particular order until I give my predictions, but it's gonna be Arsenal. Liverpool, Chelsea. This is gonna be a controversial one, bro. But I truly believe it. Manchester United.
No.
And then, no. And then if there's a fifth spot, it's going to be Manchester City, potentially.
I think that's wild.
You know why I say that? Because I think this season...
I do like United signings, but that much.
Dude, this not season, you're gonna see a difference this season.
I think they're going to be the outside looking in. They're just going to miss the Conference League spot.
They have no other competition this season other than the Premier League. So they have it the easiest this season. Like, you have a straight run at it, and all you have to do is take it game by game, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Amorim, I think this season he's going to be good. I think this season he's finally worked out, because last season he came in and he was kind of just trying to control the ship. He failed horribly at controlling the ship. Ship was like worse than the Titanic, dude.
Didn't have the players he wanted.
That's the thing. And so. I do think getting rid of Garnacho is a mistake, but it is what it is. But I think Manchester United are going to get back up there, dude. I think this is their season. They're not going to win anything, but they are going to get into the Champions League.
I think they're going to be way a lot better than 15th, but I think they're going to be close to like 7th, 8th.
7th, 8th.
You know, I just don't think they've done enough to do anything this year. Like, don't get me wrong. The next couple of years, like, especially if this year goes well, the next couple of years could be really good, and then they could really rebuild 100%. United. But like, I just don't see it. That's a great take, and like, maybe, who knows, maybe like I could.
I mean, listen, last year, the last podcast we did,
all I'm saying is this year is gonna be wide the fuck open. I don't see a clear winner. I don't. It's gonna be super super fucking tight from top to bottom,
dude. Do you remember last year? I'm pretty sure I said Liverpool were winning the league this past season. And I remember you and Ryan were like, "Ah, you're crazy."
No, I didn't say you're crazy. He did.
He did.
I said that's a good shout, but I was like, "Oh, this is the year that Arsenal does it."
No, it's funny.
And I no longer will say it, because I don't think Arsenal's winning the league.
No, it's funny, because for me it's hilarious how Arsenal last year was their best shot at it. Manchester City finally are out, and they just couldn't win games. And it's funny to me how finally they get a striker, and they get a striker in the moment where every other team around them has just gotten way better now. Like, even Aston Villa, who just drew, by the way. Aston Villa, Liverpool, Chelsea, Newcastle. All these players, Newcastle, all these teams have gotten so much better, dude. And Arsenal waited 3 years to get a striker. Nuts.
Well, technically, they did have a striker.
Yeah. Gabriel Jesus and Kai Havertz.
Oh, man. Where's my
whatever notes? Happened to Raheem Sterling? He's just chilling in Chelsea's.
Yeah, his loan for Arsenal ended in Chelsea. Yeah,
he's in Chelsea.
Technically. So those are the Liverpool, Arsenal, City, Chelsea.
Yeah.
The Europa, I have Newcastle, and then the Conference League, I have Palace.
Yeah, I think
I want to say United is a good shout. But I do.
I think you're forgetting Aston Villa.
That was the other team that I was saying. This is like right there, but they're on the outside looking in. Like Villa over the past couple of years have built a solid squad. You also have to say West Ham. The moves they made this year is going to be really good for them.
How about Everton?
Conference League, maybe, but it's just like the other teams we mentioned are still above them. Like, there's no,
yeah, you're right.
You know, we're forgetting Spurs.
That's the thing, dude. This season, Spurs. I'm telling you, this season, bro,
the top 10 teams, it's gonna be tight. The top half of the table.
Bro, I'm telling you, this season is by far going to be. I hope it's going to be the closest season that we've had in a while, because, dude, every team, I'm telling you, every team is making moves. Like I said, Tottenham is getting Savio from Manchester City, apparently, which I guess is a good thing, because that means Manchester City are apparently going to go for Rodrigo from Real Madrid. And then they're also getting Eze from Crystal Palace. And, I mean, they already have good players, dude. The only thing that hurt them a lot was Madison getting injured. He's out for the season. That hurt them a lot.
They can overcome that, though.
Like I mean, I said, yeah, like, they can, like, but that's like, that's I'm their creative.
I'm not expecting them to win the league or even come close to winning the league, but to get one of those European spots.
Yeah, they're not going to be like last season.
Even with the Madison injury, I still see them potentially fighting for
100%, 100%.
You know, not necessarily Champions League, but the Europa, definitely.
Yeah, no.
So that's who I got for Europe. Any other teams we're missing?
No.
And now here's the one that we've been talking about, the relegation.
Dude, this one's tough.
So let me tell you my teams.
You go, because honestly, I have no... Dude, I can't pick teams, because they're all good. They're all good teams.
I was looking at the table, and it's going to be tough. That's why I say, like, the two teams... The first two teams, I'm going to say, like, they're going to go down. They're going to go down, because, like, compared to the other teams, they're just god-awful.
Go for it.
Sunderland.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And yeah. not that they're god-awful. It's just, like, compared to everyone
else. Yeah, compared to everyone
else. They're so young. They, like, yeah, they got Xhaka now.
They need experience. They
brought in a little bit more, like, depth in terms of, like...
Think about Xhaka, though.
But the thing is, like, they weren't supposed to be here.
No, and the thing about Xhaka as well is... Forgetting, he's a lot older than when he was at Arsenal. He already went two seasons in Germany. And he was already slow.
Yeah.
Now he's slower.
So the thing is that they're gonna try and do the same thing that Dortmund did for Royce. They're surrounding him with young talent, and then having his experience, like, you know, rub off on everyone.
Right.
You know, which I don't like it, in other leagues. Yes, that will work. That'll be great. But here. You're getting yourself in a relegation battle.
And okay, I see.
And the thing is,
you know,
I feel like they're gonna struggle to score goals.
You know, looking at 100%, 100%. And now that I'm looking at it, I think I can predict who your other two teams are.
Who?
Leeds?
No.
No?
No.
You think Leeds are staying up?
They made enough
moves. You're crazy, dude.
Their squad is good enough. They made some great signings this year. They're going to stay up. They're going to be bottom of the table, but they're going to stay up.
What? Okay, so the other one I'm going to guess is Burnley.
That is the team that I'm sure about. That's the team that I was like, it was really tough. Really tough for me to say Burnley. But that's not the team that's automatic. I'm like, oh yeah, they're going down.
So Burnley. Yeah. Yeah, I think Burnley. They haven't made moves. They always buy players who, like, just players.
Well, they just came up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't.
That's crazy. So who's your third one? Because for me, honestly, I have Leeds in there. I don't see anyone else outside of them.
And here's a team that no one's ever talked about, and they've managed to stay up forever. Wolves.
No, dude, they're staying. You're crazy.
Look at this table last year.
Bro.
Look at the team last year.
No, I get it.
They were god awful last year.
And then they picked it up.
They
sold
moves.
Players. They sold players instead of buying players. Right. They sold their best players.
So what Ryan the fuck are Nori, they going to do?
Cunha?
What the fuck are they going to do? Nothing. They're going to get relegated. That's why I said Sunderland and Wolves automatic.
I think they will
automatic.
I think they will be down. They will be down in the table, but I don't think they're getting relegated. I just don't see it, dude. They've been in the league for a while now. I just don't see them getting relegated.
Bro, Sunderland was in the league for a while, and then they fucking got relegated. I get that,
but it's just... They have the experience. I think the players know what they have to do. I think the coach is a good coach, too. I mean, we're playing them today. I'm worried because we're playing them because they always give us trouble.
When you guys thrash them 4-0 today, fucking just remember
what I said. Sorry, they're going down. 4-0 against Wolves, still trash. I expect at least an 8-0 win.
And you say they're not
going. With these new players, I expect City to move the ball a lot quicker. Stop moving it slowly. Just... That sideways. Oh, dude. The stress begins today.
What are your teams?
My teams? I told you. Burnley, Sunderland, and Leeds. I just don't see Leeds doing anything, dude.
Nah, I think Leeds have been up and down. I think that this is going to be the year they like, stay put.
Wait. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sheffield didn't come up. I was going to say Sheffield's the one I lost.
Yeah, we beat Sheffield. Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a spider right there, bro. You're about to become Spider-Man.
Nice.
the spider wasn't killed. Joey just moved it to a different area.
Yeah, I moved it to underneath my shoe. It's all good. And then finally, and this is the tough one for me, at least. I don't know about you, because knowing you, you're probably just going to fucking say City. The winners, champions.
The winner for me, again, Joey, this is going to sound crazy, but I'll explain why I think this is the case. For me, the winner of the Premier League 2025/26 is going to be Chelsea FC.
I agree.
And the reason why I say this is not only because they won the Conference League or because they won the Club World Cup. The reason why I say this is because, well, obviously those help. Those give them confidence. But also, their team is stacked. I'm not even kidding, dude. Yeah. If I was to choose a team in FIFA, if I wasn't a fan of City, if I was to choose a team on FIFA, I would choose Chelsea. They have
their defense. They literally have like three different teams.
Yeah. Dude, their defense is amazing. Mm. Or their goalkeeper is okay. Defense is amazing. Their midfield is incredible. They got Caicedo. They got Fernandez. They got so many options, dude. And then the attack, that's where the fun comes. They have Cole Palmer. They're about to get Xavi Simmons. Mm-hmm. Bro, Xavi Simmons.
Nah, I know, bro.
They're getting Garnacho.
Mm-hmm.
They already have João Pedro. They have Delap.
Mm-hmm. Dude, fucking, like, remember a couple years ago how we were all laughing at Chelsea, how they just kept buying players that aren't shit, and like, look at them now. We're saying that they're going to be champions this year.
Well, what helps is the coach as well. I think the coach, last season people gave him so much crap, but I think the coach knows, and he obviously worked with Pep. He won the treble with Pep.
It's also developing. Developing the players they got. And I think that's what Chelsea has done. That's the real reason why they're in this position.
Neto's there as well. Like, I'm worried whenever we play Chelsea because
they need to get rid of Nicholas Jackson.
Well, no, they are. Apparently he's going to Newcastle.
After, like, I mean, he just needs to get off the face of the earth at this point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Besides that, he's like, it's perfect. Crazy.
Yeah, no, Chelsea is stacked.
He was linked to us. He was linked to Juve. Right. He was linked to Juve. Right. I'm like, no, get
this. You guys are getting Kolomani, whatever his name is.
I don't even want Kolomani. I don't. We're going to overpay for him. It's like, you can have him back, PSG. I'm good with Vlahovic, even though the same Vlahovic. Someone has interest in Vlahovic, too.
No, I think Chelsea FC is going to be the one to be crowned champion. I think it's going to upset a lot of the Arsenal fans over here, you know? Everything, I feel like everything is just, anytime any team wins, it's just everyone goes, where's Arteta? Like, when Spurs won the trophy, they were like, what phase is Ange? Like, I feel like this, are we doing, all right, so that was the champions. Can I do my top four?
You can do your top four if you want.
All right, so champions, Chelsea. Second place, I have Liverpool. Third place, I'm going to have Arsenal. And the reason why they're in third place, we know why they're going to be in third place or second place. We know because it always happens, dude. It's either they get tired, they get injured, or they just don't do enough to win the Premier League. Whatever the reason. But I do think this has to be Arteta's last season. Don't you think?
Yeah, if they don't win the league.
Like, if they don't win, he's done. He has to be done.
Whether they sack him or if they just, like,
I think mutually they
say, hey, I need to go somewhere else. Or we need to go in a different direction. Because
that's the thing. I was hearing this one guy talk, and he was saying, like, what more can Arteta do to bring them to the next level? Like, I feel like we've seen Arsenal at the best. I don't know what else they can do. And then in fourth place, I'm going to have Manchester United. And then in fifth, Manchester City. The reason why I say Manchester City in fifth is because our defense problems are still there, and we saw them against Al Hilal. You know, I think our attack might be better, but our defense is still trash. We still don't have a right back. So we're refusing to buy a right back because we're being cheap.
I mean, meanwhile, can argue you didn't have a right back in the first place. So
yeah, Kyle Walker.
Yeah. This dude,
when
fucking,
he was good.
All the dude is good for is fucking getting into bar fights in the middle of games.
You know what it is with Manchester City? It's like that one meme where you, like, turn on a switch and then another one turns off. Mm. Like, for years we never had an actual left back, but we had a right back. Now we have a left back. We don't have a right back.
Since Clichy, right?
No, Mendy. Benjamin Mendy. Mm. But then he went to jail for...
Wasn't he center back?
No, he was left back. Then he went to jail. Horrible. So yeah, those are my top five, I think. So
obviously, I agree with you with Chelsea. Chelsea winning. I think Arsenal's going to be in the second purgatory. So they're going to come second again.
Premier League's just going to start handing a trophy for second
place. Then it's going to be Liverpool. And then Liverpool third. I think they're old.
They added a lot of players.
Yeah, but injuries is going to play. The injuries in the key areas where their replacements, they're still going to be good. Don't get me wrong, they're going to be top four good, but they're not going to be good enough with you know, the domestic competitions and Europe. I don't see Liverpool surviving that.
I think what Liverpool are going to miss, I get that Trent Alexander-Arnold wasn't the best at defending, but they are going to miss the players that knew what they were doing for so many years. So, for example, Salah, he was used to just Trent crossing the ball, you know, from wherever. I think they're going to really miss having that. They're
not, actually.
You know,
because they have someone like that.
Frimpong?
Chiesa. No, the dead ass. That's all he did for us. That's all he did for us. If he wasn't ball hogging the ball from like midfield to fucking the box, bro, he was like that Pirlo like person. To just
I think it all depends on the coach. Yeah. Like I said, I think Chiesa is still uncertain on if he's even going to be at Liverpool.
Mm.
I think he's going to stay. After yesterday, I think he's going to stay. I think
he's staying. He's staying.
Yeah.
And
so then, who's your fourth?
City.
City, yeah, City fourth.
I still feel like you guys are good enough to... you say, like, the defense, but, like, outside of, like, Chelsea, Liverpool, if they stay healthy, who has a defense? Who has a defense? No one.
So, I should add, the reason why I put City fifth as well is I feel like we don't have that depth. Everyone always talks about, oh, City have the best depth. Okay, let me ask you this. If Doku gets injured, which he always does, who's our replacement? Marmoush, apparently, right? Marmoush. Okay, well, what if Haaland gets injured? Because, you know, he's going to get injured. Like, every season he gets injured. Who's his replacement? Well, it's Marmoush as well. So what if Haaland and Doku are both injured, which happened last season? Now you're going to have to play Foden left wing and Marmoush again in the front, which we did last season. Didn't work out. Okay, well, Savio's leaving. So now who's going to be our right wing? We don't have a right wing. We're going to try to get Rodrigo from Real Madrid. Change. Who?
Formation change.
Formation change, and then the way we play changes.
Because if there's one coach in the league that can do that on the fly, it would be Pep.
Yeah, and it failed horribly last season. That's what I'm trying to say is I feel like we can't just keep adapting.
Last season you didn't have the right players. You had old men.
But that's the problem he's not learning.
You had De Bruyne and Gundogan.
But he's not learning. They're still there. Gundogan is still here.
Yeah, but he's not going to play.
Reason why people are upset. Oh, you watch. I'm telling you, you watch. You don't know this man. You don't know this man like I do. Dude. Apparently, Saudi came in and offered, they wanted to buy Kovacic. And Pep Guardiola said, no, we're keeping him. So you didn't want to sell Kovacic, who's injured, by the way. And you decided to sell James McAtee. Sold James McAtee. Apparently want to sell that Rico Lewis. Demo, like, dude, we're selling all the young players. We sent in Vito Reyes, who's our defender. He's only like 18, 19. We loaned him out to Girona. Bro, in defense, we have John Stones, Nathan Ake, who are both made out of glass.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the same thing.
So that's my thing. Like, this rebuild hasn't really been a rebuild. It's just been getting rid of the young players and keeping the old players.
So here's the thing, like, the so-called rebuild, but you guys have always been top four, if not champions. Like,
yeah, no, but our standards this year.
Last year was the first time, the first year in a while you guys haven't been in the title race.
Yeah,
you know, let alone winning the title. So I mean, like, yes, you guys got to get rid of players, but you know, you still have the winter transfer, you know, which,
dude, we never go into the winter. If we go into
pick up some loans,
the thing is, if we go into the winter, transfer window,
the summer
it's because something bad has happened. Like, that's the other thing too. Like, we bought Nico Gonzalez to replace Rodri. Pep never played him last season. Never played him. And then to the point where even Pep forgot his name. In a press conference, they asked him about Nico. And then this dude, Pep, goes, oh, yeah, Nico Williams trained with us.
Oh, shit.
Bro. Oh, my God. I don't know, man. Like I said, I think Pep is the reason why we're in this place to begin with. I think he should have left and we should have gone to coach long term. Because now with Pep, he's leaving in like a year. So we're not really planning long term anymore. We're kind of just planning. Hopefully, my hope in the future is that we get that player from Juve, the number 10.
You're not.
We definitely are. He's a City player. He's a City player. We're not selling him. You might not want to sell him, but City will come in. They'll offer him a good contract, and he'll say yes.
Bro, they've already, like, the teams have already offered us the bag, like the bag of all bags for him.
No, but dude, he's going to run down his contract. Watch.
He's not.
For his own career. Yeah, he is. No. You think, dude, Juve's not winning the league anytime soon. I'm sorry.
They're winning the league this year. What are you talking about?
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. Napoli can't. So Conte?
De Bruyne is going to destroy the league.
Conte? Fucking, he's never won the league back to back. Never won the league back. In any league he's been, he's like, he wins the league the next year. Shit.
What about Juve?
No.
No?
He left halfway through the season when he won with Juve. He's won the league next year. Shit. That's what's going to happen with Napoli this year. Inter is shit this year. Fucking, it's everything, all signs point to us going back to the top where we belong.
I don't know. I think De Bruyne's going to destroy the league and you're going to be crying. Old man De Bruyne's going to score against Juve.
You're forgetting that, you know, the Serie A is very similar to De Bruyne right now. Like, it's the second best league in the world.
We shall see.
For good reason.
We shall see, Joey. You know? Once De Bruyne dunks on your head,
but you know, in all seriousness, this season is gonna be fucking incredible.
It's gonna be insane.
Like, from 1 to 10, I feel like it's gonna be so tight.
We already saw it yesterday. What, like 2-2, 90th minute.
Villa Newcastle
4-2.
Villa Newcastle just ended 0-0.
Yeah, 0-0, which is crazy. It's just nuts because you think Aston Villa would. I had Aston Villa winning, but. No, this season's going to be crazy. It's going to be definitely up and down. I don't think... My hope is... Okay, so my best desire would be obviously City just winning and staying in first place. But at the same time, I think what everyone wants is excitement. And everyone wants a close race where the champion will be changing every week. Like, it'll be like, oh my God.
I want it to come down to the last day.
Yeah.
And it would be like a 3-4 team race.
You know, that'd be crazy.
On the last day.
That'd be crazy.
Because the last time that happened was when you won your second, when you guys, when Aguero scored to seal it.
Yeah.
That's,
because that was on goal difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how I wanted to end.
Because the last time we went to the last day was against Arsenal two seasons ago.
It was, yeah.
Where we won by like 2 points. No, but it's definitely going to be a. Hopefully we can keep doing this as well. Hopefully,
yeah. It's not going to be like an everyday, every week thing. Obviously, like
it's going to be a 1 year thing.
Oh yeah, this is our one and only podcast for the year. But yeah, no, I feel like it's a different vibe now. Who knows? Maybe we can set up the FIFA.
Oh, dude, that'd be way better. Set up FIFA, because I'm telling you, man, holding this mic, I prefer holding a controller and just. Either we could,
yeah, but that's
you could be in the same team, and then
how the fuck are we supposed to do this? It, like, if
get the ones that connect
over here. Maybe. Yeah, okay.
You'll figure it out. You're the tech guy.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, but if you got nothing else to say,
no, that's it.
That being said, thank you guys for listening / watching. We'll be back soon with another episode. We're gonna shoot for next month. Anything or in a couple weeks, so
yes sir. All right, guys,
all right,
see you in 2026.
Later.